Hello.
Oh, hi, Nicholas.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Nicholas, my name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with
okay.
any usual media organizations or politic campaigns. This evening, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your own opinion. You okay with that?
Yes.
I'm not trying to sell you anything or anything like that. We're just looking for honest answers, and I promise the answers do maintain confidential.
Yes.
Okay. Do you or does anyone in your any members in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper or advertising agent?
No.
No. Work for media organizations or work on or as a volunteer in a political campaign?
I'm not. I didn't volunteer.
No. Okay. Just a second.
That's all right.
Hey, okay, so and which political party do you, are you registered to? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated?
I'm Republican. I'm Republican.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you... am I definitely going to vote? Is that one of your answers? Or am I very, I'm very likely to vote?
I did vote in the primary. And I never wrote in the primary, but I did.
And what about on the 20th, August 20th? Are you going to vote that day?
Absolutely. If it's, I'm not in Florida. I'm back. I'm up in Jersey right now.
Okay, but you said absolutely right. So you're definitely going to vote then.
I'm definitely going to vote Republican, straight Republican.
Okay, sir. And your age, if you don't mind me asking, are you within 40 or 55, 56, 65?
66, 75?
82. Okay, over 75. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going the right direction or have gotten off the wrong track?
What are you talking about? Can you repeat that, sir?
Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction? Or have they gotten off track?
I would say they're going in the right direction.
Okay. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Political issues like replacing Joe Biden and Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.? Or economic issues like taxes and government spending? Or moral issues like abortion, protection, the rights to unborns? Or cultural issues like standing up against whole policies such as the DEI and transgender rights, or constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, affordability issues like inflation or insurance or house costs, or public safety issues like crime and illegal immigrants.
Everything that you said.
Okay.
I'm voting against. Go ahead.
Go ahead. So, okay. So, if you could pick one, any of them?
If I could pick anyone?
Right.
I think they got to get the illegals out of this country.
Okay. Let's go with
and
that one.
And I'm going to give you another one. They need to get rid of Biden big time.
Okay. Noted. Let's go on to the next one. You will not be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Okay. Are you favorable?
Let me say this. Are these people in Florida or are they in New Jersey?
I believe they're in Florida.
Okay.
But it's all in general, okay? So, like, A.D. Owens, are you favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with him.
Okay, so if you never heard, that's fine. What about Kerry Baker? Are you very favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of?
Never heard of.
Okay. What about Keith Farner?
Never heard.
Okay. That's okay, sir. What about Mark Jordan?
No.
Okay. Donald Trump, are you favorable or unfavorable?
Absolutely unfavorable.
Okay, so very unfavorable. What about David Jordan?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay. No worries. What about Nan Cobb?
I don't know.
Okay. What about Mike Levine?
I don't know.
Anthony Sabatini?
He sounds like a good Italian boy, but I don't know.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. On to the next one. Now the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, or held today. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, A.D. Owens, or Mike Levine? Or are you undecided? Or you just don't?
When I vote, I'm voting straight Republican. So during that, yes, straight Republican, no Democrats.
Did any of the people I read to you sound familiar to you, or can you just? Would you, if you selected one, because this is the Republican primary election, these candidates are Republican. Which one of these? It doesn't matter then.
It don't matter.
Okay. And would you say you are favorable voting or probably voting for Keith Farner?
If he's a Republican, I'll vote for him.
Okay. And from the same list of candidates, who would be your second choice of Republican primary election for Florida State House?
I'm not sure.
So these are all Republicans, Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, or Mike Levine?
I don't know. I'm not so familiar with the names.
Okay.
See, I only pay attention to the primary. That's all I pay attention to. So, when I go in the voting booth, I'm just going to vote straight Republican. Unless I read what they're offering and what they're taking away.
Okay, well, allow me a quick moment, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say that your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Got worse.
Okay.
I'm retired, and we don't eat 3 meals a day anymore because it's so expensive. You go out for breakfast, and it costs you $40, and it's for me and my wife, and it's just too much money.
I completely understand, sir. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservation principles. Or would you say bipartisanship is a good thing when Republicans and Democrats come together? It's less gridlock and more gets done than average people. We need more bipartisanship in government or no?
Yeah, I like to see them both work.
Okay.
But as far as I'm concerned, the Democrats are so crooked. But I don't know how good they are. Nobody's ever proved different to me.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. Why I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies. I am voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along he was never, he has severe mental declines and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and Trump wins. He should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk, trying to fool the American people. Which of those opinions comes as closest to your opinion to President Biden?
President Biden should be held in contempt. What he's doing to this country is terrible, and he should be in jail. That's how I feel about Biden.
Okay, so the last opinion sounds the closest, where Joe Biden's a big performer proves where we knew all along that he has severe mental decline, and if Trump wins, he should be prosecuted.
Now, you're saying if Trump wins, Biden should be prosecuted?
Is that what you said? Yeah, that's one of the opinions. Do you believe that?
I believe that they had to pursue where he got all this money from the Chinese and other foreign countries. I believe that they still have to pursue him and bring that out to the light for the American people.
Okay, understood. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraisers has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a written-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a written-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother tax collector David Jordan, paid $10,000 fee to run as Republican. Now, in the November elections for property appraisers, Mark Jordan will be Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a better written candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Do you believe Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office? Has Kerry Baker just filed a Republican and paid the fee? The two of them... go ahead.
No, go ahead. I thought that was the end of the question. I was just going to answer. I thought that they should pay the fee, if that was the question.
Okay. Sounds about right. Okay, sir. Now, if you knew the following statements about candidates were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in elections for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? Now, a candidate who supports terms like for a member of Congress, are you more likely or less likely to vote for them?
I would vote for him.
Okay. Much more likely or somewhat likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased. Are you more likely to vote for them or much less likely, or does it make no difference?
Less likely.
Okay. Much more or less likely or somewhat?
Much less likely.
Okay. Now, the next one. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 and off in an effort to buy a seat in the state government, are you more likely to vote for them or unlikely?
Unlikely.
Okay, much less unlikely or somewhat?
Less likely.
Okay. A candidate who had a who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000, would you still vote for him?
I don't know. I don't know what his predicament was not to pay. I don't know.
Okay, would you say then it doesn't make any difference, or you just don't know?
I would say it would make no difference.
Okay. Let's go on to the next one. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums, would you still likely vote for them?
No, I would not vote for them.
Okay. Now, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants?
No.
Oh, okay. What about a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary? Would you still vote for him? Less likely to vote?
I probably would vote for him.
Okay. On to the next one. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Griner and Gary Borders, would you still vote for them or less likely to vote for them?
I wasn't sure. I didn't understand what you said.
Okay, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Griner and Gary Borders, would you still vote for them? Unlikely to vote for them?
Likely to vote for them.
Okay. A candidate who is 35-year resident of Lake County and lifelong conservation Republican, would you vote for him? Much more
yes.
Vote for him? Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats, would you vote for him or less likely to vote for him?
Less likely to vote for him.
Okay. And a candidate who says they are, quoted, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote. Would you still vote for him?
Yes.
Okay. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Okay. A candidate who's supporting an increasing property taxes by millions of dollars, would you vote for him?
No.
Okay. Much less likely then?
Less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant, would you still vote for him?
No.
Okay.
Less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use the experience to hit the ground running in the Tallahassee and deliver for your community. Would you still vote for him? Unlikely to vote for
yes.
him? Yes.
Likely to vote for him.
Okay.
Likely to vote for him.
A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years, would you vote for him?
Yes.
Okay. So we're about 90% done right here. Bear with me. We're almost through, okay, sir?
Yes.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish classification purposes only, okay? If you were labeled,
yes.
If you would label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say I'm a liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What is the largest grade of formal education you have completed, sir? Left high school,
1 year.
High school graduate, some college, straight school?
Some college.
Some college, okay. Do you consider yourself to pro-life or pro-choice on issues of abortion?
I'm pro-life.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, and thank you for participating. I wish you a great evening, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, boss. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye now.